Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
What else?
Golden lady.
Where we at?
I'd like to go there.
Blackwell. Let's get it. Before the COVID, I've been on it. Masks and gloves on my man, send it. Transcended. Still getting money in the pandemic. Ceramic coating on the pallet of porcelain. Box cutter slicing that silver pack with the scorpion. Back at the orphanage, just like Land of the Misfits. When I cut the food, look like I'm mixing, man, which would bitch quick. Just hand me the shift kick. A blender and a sifter. Spin a brick of him and her. I had them bitches playing twist. 1,000 grams of cut, dump it all in a mixer. Turn one into two, then make her kiss her twin sister. I turn that eye on high, give it a fever blister. He say he got them key lines, my people need a picture. Cuban links, over the store, keep the blast closed. Give me your blast.
That's right. Dirty Water Podcast, you already know what it is. It's your boy Dave B.
Moses.
Lex.
Episode, what is this, 89?
89.
Golden lady.
Oh, man. I can't believe we still fucking doing this shit.
She wanted that baby.
Like, 89, nigga.
CJ. What's up, buddy?
CJ in the building. You know what I mean?
Shout out to CJ.
Shout out to motherfucking CJ, man.
CJ in the building, eating cake. Yeah, dunking it in badger milk.
Why he? Listen, Moses.
It's cold.
Moses, why he dunk grandma pound cake in the badger milk like that?
Yeah, I told you it was gonna happen. Ooh, choke it up.
It was so funny. He was like, Kobe.
I'm feeling more stronger.
He was like, Kobe.
I'm feeling stronger.
Rest in peace to Kobe because his birthday just passed.
I'm
too,
feeling stronger.
Right. Birthday just passed.
Shout out to Jizzle.
Prayers for Jizzle.
Yeah, he be home soon.
Jizzle's coming along. Jizzle's definitely coming along.
He be home soon and he ain't locked up. Just putting that out there.
There we go, Dave.
You gotta put that out there because Jizzle could be locked up, but he's not.
Hopefully Jizzle will come up here and tell his story of what he just been through.
Word.
Hopefully. You know what I mean? We ain't gonna announce nothing, but we just...
Yeah, we'll let him tell it.
Yeah. We're still prayers. Still prayers for our family. That's our brother. We love him.
You already know. Wherever he's repping right now.
Shout out to Jizzle. We love Jizzle.
Yeah. Jizzle with a dirty water shirt on. Wherever he at. Dirty water shirt, nigga.
Love Jizzle. He don't get no bigger.
If he get any bigger, he be my bigger nigga.
I like that, Dave.
Yeah, I ain't come up with that, but...
I know.
So good, though.
Fuck cancer. Oh, man. Fuck cancer. We don't fuck with cancer at Dirty Water. Rest in peace, OG. You already know. We gonna have some... Hold on, let me see that shit.
What's that?
Let me see the little thingamajig, the little cord.
Oh. What you doing over there, man?
We want to hit up a couple of the homies that came to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we doing COVID check-in. That's right.
Yeah, let's just check on a few of the homies.
Check-in time. Look at CJ. Yeah.
Hurry up.
CJ over there with his shirt too small. That's all that is. Oh, shit. Yo, shout out to CJ, though. Cause like we say, man, CJ always fuck with us.
Yeah.
Let's Let's see who
that's
we
your
got.
Trainer. You better shut up, nigga. Nigga gonna have you doing 60 push-ups. Pain,
yo,
nigga.
CJ, listen, run I know
mud.
I...
Run through the mud. Look at this stupid ass bitch. I gotta run it through the mud.
Yo.
You talking about me?
Get them legs higher through those tires. Like, run through those tires, nigga. Fuck you talking about? Yo, CJ be having me doing stupid ass shit. Be
nigga, get the
mad.
Dogs. Yeah, run away from the dogs. Oh, that's a train.
Shit. Let's who we're gonna hit. Who we gonna hit up real quick?
You know, we're gonna hit up B. Davis real quick. Let's see if B. Davis answered the fucking phone. See what's going
on. Golden lady.
See if B. Davis hit the answer the fucking phone.
You.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I didn't even think you was gonna answer the phone.
I knew you would. Nah, I knew you was gonna answer
every
the
time
phone.
You told me, bro, I've been there, bro.
Yeah, I didn't even think you was gonna answer the phone. I was like, yo, he's with the family. He's probably cooking something.
Hey, nah, like, I slick was gonna go ahead and work my son out.
Okay. Got you.
Yeah, what's good, though?
What's up, B. Davis? How are you, man? We trying to hit up our people that we fuck with, that been at Dirty Water, that loves us, that supports us. What's going on with you, bro? How's life?
Man, ain't shit, bro. Ain't shit. This for tissue, bro.
You know what I'm saying? What you been doing through this COVID? You been doing them push-ups, eating good?
Oh, yeah. I definitely been doing my little one, too, man. I've been, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't do it like I should, but yeah. I kind of like, what I do is I work out my son. You know, he like to play ball or whatever, so he's serious. So I work him out, and
okay.
I kind of like, I work out with him while he do it. So it's kind of like, a, you know what I'm saying, best of both worlds type of situation. Mm. Getting him better, working me out.
Fatherhood.
Okay, with yeah, that, yeah. You used to play ball, right?
Yeah, long time ago.
Long time ago. But, and those skills and what you've seen on the court, and stuff like that. Do you try to teach that on to him or teach him a few things? Because you know how kids is, they don't be really trying to listen, but they do listen.
They don't listen, bro. Ain't yeah. No such thing.
Because they be like, you don't know what you're talking
you
about.
Can work with some, you can work with them all day on some shit, and they still going to do what they going to do. So, you know, I'm just learning to be patient. Mm-hmm. You know, he's still young. Shit, he only 8. Yeah. I can't even damn shit. I was playing good neighborhood ball, but organized ball, that's a different beast, bro.
Yeah. It's a different game.
But you played in high school, though, bro.
Yeah, so, I mean, still, though, bro. Like, shit, we suck, bro.
Nah.
Yeah.
In basketball, like...
I did what I had to do, but, yeah. Man, we didn't have a good team like that, bro. For real.
You knew
like,
your squad, yeah. Though, right? That's the only thing about it. Like, if you know your squad, you know what kind of team you got. You know what you're dealing with as soon as you got your squad.
What was your mascot down there?
The Colts. K-Fair Colts. A goddamn horse.
A horse.
A white horse.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
so why the white horse?
This shit crazy, bro. But so, shit, man, you know.
How's the school going for your son? You know, that virtual.
That shit
you know.
Whack, bro.
Yeah.
You don't like it? You don't like it? Be
no, bro. Not because, see, the thing is, I have two. I got two kids, right? I got two boys. Mm-hmm. And they going at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm simultaneously trying to get the one, get to the other. Then I got to do my job virtually. So it's like, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? I'm juggling from 9 to, like, they get a break from, like, 12 to 1. But I'm juggling from, like, 9 to, like, 4, 5 in the afternoon, bro. Because the nigga still got to do work.
Yeah.
And there's work that he said he did that I know he didn't do, so I'm going back to double check and he didn't do it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you gotta watch younger kids, man, because they ain't used to this shit, just like we ain't.
It's crazy how the COVID is putting the pressure on the parent and the child. Right.
Yeah,
now.
Bro.
You know what
crazy,
I mean?
Bro.
So hopefully you get through it. You will get through it. You're a smart guy.
I ain't got no choice.
I'm sure you working on them two boys. I'm pretty sure they're pretty smart. I'm on top of my son also, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's starting sixth grade now with it.
And he's starting middle school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's starting the middle school thing. But
It's easy right now. This is the first week, but I'm just ready for him to get the work. And I just got to be on top of it the way you on top of your kids with it.
Then once you get in that little groove, bro, the little pattern, man, you be straight. It's just getting to that point, man, where you know what you got to do each day. You're like, all right, this certain amount of energy is going to go to this.
Right.
It's going to go to that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Now, are you willing to share what state you are in?
Yeah, I'm in GA.
You're in Georgia. So do you think that it's going to be like this the whole entire school year for your kids? Or you think that they're going to eventually go back to school? Where you're at and your location, because every location is different. I'm just asking.
Nah, bro, I don't. It's gonna be too divided, bro. Mm. And then they're gonna be worrying about somebody, you know what I'm saying? Lord forbid somebody gets sick.
Mm-hmm. That's all it takes.
They're gonna lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? They don't want that.
You know what I think is gonna happen? Y'all kids is gonna be out of school for the rest of the year.
I looked at it like that.
That's
too,
what
Dave.
I think, bro.
And then they gonna be stupid as hell.
No, relax.
No,
Dave.
They are.
No,
I'm talking about for the actual the grading.
The majority,
yeah, like
of kids
yeah,
are gonna they, be stupid.
Listen,
Dave?
Yes,
because Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's cold.
No, real shit. Because they're not gonna be able to teach the whole curriculum over the fucking line. You know.
Right.
So they're going to have to.
I agree with that. We can't teach, listen. I agree with that.
They're going to have a learning curve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So this
is what's going to end up happening. All y'all kids is going to have to double up next year.
But you know
they're
what's.
They're going to be taking old classes from the year before.
You know what's fucked up to
seniors,
me?
Seniors, they're going to push them through probably.
You know what's fucked up to me though, Dave? Moses.
But y'all kids going to be stupid though. It's all good.
Not mine, but.
Yeah, my nigga ain't gonna be stupid.
Dave Moses B. Davis. What's fucked up to me is it's like, damn, we went to school with some dumb motherfuckers that's raising their kids and gotta go through this. They ain't gonna help them the way we gonna help our kid.
Yeah.
And I pray that they do.
No.
I want them to during this virtual shit that they got going on, like
they're going to have to change all the tests and all that shit. All that shit got to change.
Yeah, bro.
It's going to be a learning curve.
It's like me who are cheating help their kid. Like, nah, nigga, they ain't it.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And the kids ain't learning nothing.
Okay. With the virtual.
Kids ain't learning what the fuck they need to learn.
Exactly.
With y'all,
so it's
going to
be a learning curve.
With the virtual, it's not going to work out. I've been saying that. Like, the virtual's not going to work out because listening how we was in school, we like the interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the social.
That, you know what I'm saying?
Social
and that what you see is sticking in your head more than you watching something.
Memories, bro.
Yeah. Like, if they had a video.
Memories, like, I got in a fight with my little brother in my third grade math class. That shit ain't fun.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they had, like, a video or something, like, the whole course, maybe they can get it. Because the video can get it. You can get off a video. You know what I'm saying? That's how we was. Like, we got shit off of videos. It was nothing.
It had to be interactive.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it's not going to be on that. Because you got to think they tired and they at home. They're like, I don't even really got to do this shit.
Especially
in their mind.
The
you know what I'm saying?
Kids.
When you in that school mind of frames, you got to do what the school teachers say. Mm. But you at home, it's a different atmosphere. Mm. I'm at home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, mama, this ain't tripping. What are you tripping? Cut off this shit. She don't even fucking know what the hell you said. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I seen the video online with a kid. I guess it was like a little virtual classroom. The kid's in there telling the teacher to suck his dick.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ.
Nigga ain't had no name on his Zoom shit. No picture.
Yeah.
Cursing the fucking teacher out.
That's crazy. But then you got some kids with their environment, bro, is not, you know what I'm saying, what it should be. So
they'd
rather be at school.
They at home with a fucking backwood.
In the hood.
Little nigga got a backwood in his hand talking about he going to class.
Niggas on the Fortnite trying to be on the thing and then playing Fortnite at the same time.
Hey,
your stupid ass off there. I tell my son, get your ass off of there.
That Fortnite is a motherfucker.
I did my work, you did shit.
That Fortnite is a motherfucker.
Fucking still drooling. How the fuck you did something? You still drooling.
Hey, B. Davis, I wanted to ask you, has this COVID-19 affected you in any kind of way during, as it, you know, flared up throughout these times, throughout the months? Or have you been safe? Everything been good with you and the family? Like, you know anybody that caught it? You know, these type of questions real quick.
Nah, bro. I mean, for the most part, man, not everybody around me been pretty solid. I mean, so.
Yeah.
Everything been good, man. Really had no, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really affecting me, really. I mean.
No unemployment, nothing like that. You still getting money, huh? Yeah, you still getting money. I see what's going on. Okay, cool.
Nah, just blessed, man. Just blessed, man. I ain't gonna say
right. Not right. That's real. That's
but real. What I'm gonna ask you is how you dealing with it? Where you going out? Are you how you dealing with, you know what I'm saying, going out? What things are you doing?
I've been watching that nigga's stories. He been cooking lately. He be out here cooking.
Yeah, I do a little thing. I got a little razzle dazzle now. A
little razzle dazzle.
I've been seeing like a lot of people cook. Is that like something for like to make you feel at home? You know what I'm saying?
I do it because, you know what I'm saying, it's looked upon me as, daddy's cooking, so it's like something I can do to, like, make somebody happy, like my family happy, like, and make them happy.
So you look so forward like to it. It makes you feel good.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it makes you feel good, really. Yeah.
It makes
you cook with love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't understand, like, when your kids come to you, like, yeah, I want you to cook. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. Mama don't know how to do nothing. Don't tell them nothing.
What I respect about you, B. Davis, you willing to put in that extra effort for your family to make them happy. You know what I mean? You willing to cook. You willing to, you know, do the homework. You willing to be over them on their classwork. You know what I mean? Like, you willing to do all that that's your fatherhood. You know what I mean? You willing to do that shit. You know what I mean? That's what I respect about you, and that's why I fuck with you. That's
appreciate
my brother.
Likewise to you, bro. Same to you, bro.
You be kids clean. You staying clean. Using wet wipes.
Yeah. Everything wet clean.
Wet wipes.
Using wet wipes.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta make sure you clean.
Yo, B. Davis, what you got going on for the rest of the night before we get off the phone with you?
Shit, cooling it for real, man. Probably try to do a little workout, but shit, that's it for real, man. It's cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm on this little water. This little dirty water. Yeah. Got my little brother.
Oh, it's a little dirty water.
Yeah, I got the pint size, though, because it's just me, so I don't really need a lot. So
How many push-ups you be trying to do? I just do, like, 3 a day.
I just try to do 100 a day.
Okay. Jesus I can't do Christ. All that. I just do 3. good strong 3.
Nah, like, you know what I mean? You can break it up. You can do, like, 25 at, like, 12 o'clock. Then, nah, like, 12 I'm good. Like, I just do that. Like, you can break it up.
Oh, yeah. Throughout the day type shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do it. Yeah, I ain't no... I get it, though.
Yo, B. Davis, is good talking to you. Hey, what size you say you wanted on the shirts?
2X, bro. All
right, what colors?
Huh?
What colors I'm going to send them to you?
Shit, man. I think we said black and gray? No, yeah. Black and blue, navy blue.
All right, well, I got you. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of all that.
We're going to have them send
us. All right, man. Y'all niggas keep doing y'all thing, man. I'm proud of y'all niggas, man. Salute.
And we fuck with you, bro. And appreciate you coming up here, fucking with us when you did, and answering the goddamn phone. Yeah, man.
Hey, B. Davis.
Love,
yo. Yo, don't be. Oh, Dave.
This nigga banged on you, Dave.
I was going to tell him, don't be smoking in the background of his kids' class either.
It's cool. This nigga banged on you.
Snap me back like niggas smoking.
I'm about to call fast.
What's going on in the classroom?
The fuck?
That's a jit. Damn, she fine. Yeah.
I'm about to call fast.
That's
real
your
quick.
Teacher?
I don't got much battery left on my fucking phone, so let's call fast real quick and see if he
I don't got no
phone.
Battery.
Yeah,
that's what a plug is for, you idiot. Yeah.
I'm gonna call Fast real quick. Shout out to B. Davis. Let's see if Fast
CJ
answer.
Looking at you. Stupid.
CJ chilling, man. CJ still mad. We talked about his big body in the little car. That's all he worried about. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
What's going on?
My nigga.
Yep. Hey, man. What's up, Fast?
Yo, don't laugh. You laughing.
Yeah, you laughing too early. We don't need you laughing too early.
Already. You already know.
Yeah, you on Dirty Water Podcast, bro. What's up, bro?
Yeah, shit. Just chilling, man. Yeah.
How was
happy
life?
Sunday.
Yes, happy Sunday.
Yeah, did you go to church today?
Of course.
Hey, look. Shout out to CJ. He went to church today. So if ain't nobody go, CJ went.
Yeah, he went for all of us.
And he prayed for all of us. I know he did.
That's what's up.
He don't look too confident.
What's going on with you, bro? How is Seattle treating you? We want to hit you up, see what's going on. You came to our podcast before. You are brother. Yeah. We love you. We want to know what's going on with your situation. COVID's out here. What's up?
It's all good, man. Just staying masked up, man.
You working from home?
Masked up. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I've been, not even pretty much. Yeah, I'm doing all my work from home. I go out. I be going out and shit, but like not like to bars and shit where there's gonna be a bunch of motherfuckers at.
Right.
None of that. Yeah. Like I go to the store. I might have to go to Lowe's or something. Other than that, you know, I'm trying to.
What you get from Lowe's? A grill, some charcoal, or some shit? Like what you going for?
Just different things, man. Like, having to pick up some tools or some
grown man shit.
Ratchets. You know, yeah, just you know.
Home improvement fats, huh?
Yeah.
So with this, COVID-19, what you saying, like what you've been doing is focus on the things you've been, you know what I'm saying, been putting to a side, but now you can focus on because you got more time.
I'm glad I don't have to drive to work every day.
Yeah.
That shit was taking over an hour or so out of my day. I don't got to prepare. I don't got to wake up and do all the shit that I do to get dressed and ready for work. Like, it saved me a lot of time. I know I say I probably squeeze in like 2 extra hours a day and I have to fucking go for it.
Right.
Okay. Shit, you sit at the computer stinking and all that. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
They ain't even got to take a shower real quick. You know what I mean?
Just put on a shirt. Just shirt and underwear and socks.
Ain't nobody going to see you in your boxes, nigga. You good.
Shirt, underwear, and socks.
This nigga in the meeting with a polo on. No pants.
Yeah, none of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Fazby in the meeting looking like Winnie the Pooh.
I'll be on video in the meeting. They're going to have to request that.
You got to request. That's just a black screen. Nope. You going to get this.
I remember.
They don't make us do that shit, so.
Okay. I remember last time you came and fucked with us and you talked about Seattle and how it was gloomy and shit. Like, how has it been this summer for you? Like, has it brightened up for you?
Summer's always good out here. It's just like after September is when that shit starts going back to that bullshit.
That cloudy shit, right, bro?
Yeah, I think it's 151, average 151 sunny days here. So that's less than a year of sunlight.
Last time you was here, Moses wasn't here. Yeah.
Oh.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, I forgot about that day.
Yo,
that's
Moses. Yo, you wasn't his for the.
Ask whatever you want to ask, yeah, Moses.
For the Blues Brothers reunion. We got Blues Brothers.
Oh, fuck you, Dave. Blues Brothers. Fuck you, Dave.
Oh, yeah. The Blues Brothers of Fayetteville.
What's up? What you got for Fash real quick, Moses? We don't keep him too long. I know he's a busy man.
What have you been doing for fun in this COVID-19?
For fun, really? Yeah.
Relax your mind.
A lot of solitaire.
Fucking with my broad, I guess. That's about it. Everything else is just, you know, like I'll be pretty busy anyway. Even when I do have to go to work, I'll still be having hella shit to do. So I guess the time I do get to sit back and kick back and chill, drink, whatever, you know, that's about it, man.
Okay.
It's basically normal life for me, man.
Normal. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So what made you choose?
I miss going to the bar sometimes with shit. I ain't gonna lie. I don't miss them tabs though.
Yeah, but you balling though. You balling. The tab don't mean nothing to you.
I like holding on to money too. Shit.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
That's right.
Making niggas safe.
You know, used to holding on to $200 to $300 a month, or you know what I mean.
Right.
That shit start feeling good for you after a while. Right.
Making ninjas safe. Ninjas gonna save.
What was you about to say, Dave?
What made you choose Lex as a rapping partner?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, you know, we was friends. And, like,
he was light skinned.
This is my brother. No,
tell the truth. He was light skinned.
This my brother, man.
He was light skinned, and you knew he could work.
Fuck out of here, man.
You knew he could work.
We was,
this is my brother.
Like, we that's my bro. Like when we met, that's what I was fucking with.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay. So you mean to tell me he was Spliff Star and you was Busta Rhymes?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yo, Mo, Fats. I hate these niggas, Fats. Yeah. I hate these niggas, bro. This all they for the jokes. Yeah. They all for the jokes. Yeah. They don't want to keep it real with us. They don't want to keep it real.
Nah, his rap's like P. Diddy. Nah, his rap's like P. Diddy.
Oh, my God. He was Spliff Star.
P. Diddy.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo.
Fats was kicking in like Mace. You was like P. Diddy.
No, hell no. Fats my brother. Everything will be a business partner type shit.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
Now I'm
telling you.
Busta Rhymes.
He made you change your name. Everything is 50-50 with me and this nigga. Trust me. This man made you change your name. Whatever, nigga. Get the
you know what I'm saying?
This nigga's crazy.
You came out with the burn. And then it was over. You know what I'm saying? When he came out with the burn.
But no.
And then it was over.
He know all my rap names. Yeah. That's even funnier. He know all my rap names. Like, the Blue Flame, all the bullshit.
Yeah. But Blue Flame had reasoning, though. Like, he called himself Blue Flame because that shit is the hottest fire that you can get. Like, that was definitely, yo.
Don't tell his niggas no more, bro. Don't tell his niggas no more. Because they're going to have jokes for the rest of episode 89.
Tell us more about Blue Flame. So when did Blue Flame...
Hey, they can say whatever. All I know is you was going to school getting them goddamn CDs off them.
Yeah. I remember.
Tell them I was hustling. Tell them I was hustling. Who sell them CDs?
When did Blue Flame turn into burner?
After I got expelled, that nigga was still working. Like, he still had CDs going out, like, you know, dissing niggas at school, all that shit.
Damn, man, he telling too much now. Now he telling too much.
Split Star had bars.
There was some profit going on in that shit, bro.
I just want to know when the Blue Flame turned to burner.
Did it melt down to a burner?
I can't remember.
I think I started carrying guns when I started the burner shit. I ain't gonna say it.
Did you lift the gun up and then you was like burner?
I started carrying guns with the burner shit. I ain't gonna say no more after that.
Look, Fast, know what I'm saying?
No,
did you lift the gun up and you was like burner? Yo, that's what hit your mind.
That nigga was like, yo, I want to be all gone.
Yeah, right. He felt the cold steel. He felt the cold steel.
I felt the cold steel. Things were changing.
This nigga
at the time.
This nigga Lex was looking in the mirror like 50. looking at Rick James and shit. I'm a killer nigga, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, yo, Fast, thank you for answering the phone. We talked to B. Davis earlier. We appreciate you fucking with us, coming through.
Oh, wait, hold on, Fats. I seen you getting your chef. You chefing it up now.
Yeah, he be cooking.
That's my nigga. Tell us about this single nigga kitchen, man. Tell us about it.
There you go, Dave.
I'm watching you.
There you go, Dave. Talk your shit, Dave. Put him on.
That's an entertainment. That's an entertainment piece that I've been working on. You know, like I haven't taken it too serious yet, but it's definitely something that people have been hitting me up about, and you know, I'm gonna see where it goes.
Yeah. That's for sure. That shit is hard. I like the voice you put on and all that. This nigga is hilarious.
That's part of the formula, bro.
Yeah,
feel me?
This is official.
I appreciate it.
Shout out my nigga Fast, man. I really appreciate you answering this call, man. You my nigga, bro. I love you, bro.
I fuck with the goddamn pod, man. Y'all niggas keep doing y'all things. Stay down 10 toes to the motherfucking ground. Love y'all niggas too.
Hey, what size shirt you need again? We got shirts for days now. We lit. What size shirt?
What colors? Which ones? I'm gonna send you a few.
Nothing crazy. You got some black or some gray type shit.
I got black, gray, blue, navy blue, royal blue, yellow, red.
Yeah, he want the yellow one.
He want to be bright.
Yeah.
Fast want to be bright, right? Yeah, it's not even yellow, it's gold. Yeah. Only reason I know Fast want to be bright because we went to Hawaii together. So I know he want to be bright. Yeah. I know he want to be bright. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, Fat, so when you was in Hawaii, did he wear a lot of pink? Because I think he about to order some pink.
No, too. No, but I will be.
I don't know about that.
I didn't, but I will be coming up soon. I'm going to wear a lot of salmon.
Salmon.
I'm going to wear a lot of salmon.
I know.
Salmon.
Hey, Fast, keep, hey, look, bro. I love you.
He wearing the salmon shirt.
Keep cooking on your grill. We're going to hit you up again. Good checking on you. You our brother.
All right, brother. I'll take it easy, man.
Yeah, hold it down, man. Bro.
Yeah.
All right.
One.
Jesus Christ, man. We're out here fucking.
Shout out to Fats.
Shout out to Fats. He came.
Shout out to B. Davis.
Shout out to B. Davis.
Yeah, B. Davis.
Y'all good? How y'all feeling? Y'all out here? You really the water boy, nigga. You really the water boy, nigga. Nah, Moses is the water boy, nigga.
I'm texting.
So what y'all?
Fuck cancer,
yeah, Blake.
For sure. What y'all boys think about people big saying booties. What's shorty name? Megan Thee Stallion is a snitch now.
Why?
Cause she she got on her live, and then she actually kind of told the whole story about what went down. Cause she hasn't said nothing since then.
But
you know let me say
she's considered a snitch.
That's what people saying now. What she said was Tory Lanez actually shot her. Mm. He said they was arguing in the car, some shit. She hopped out the car. It was somewhere near her crib.
What's wrong with that?
He hopped out the car. She hopped out the car or something, and then he started firing at her.
With a gun.
She didn't actually see.
He's a man.
She didn't see him fire at her, but there's only a couple people in the car.
He's a man. She's a female. You know what I mean?
So, and then she said there was a witness. And, you know, she tried to save him at first, but, you know, she getting a lot of backlash right now. And she feel like his team is spreading rumors about her putting hands on him and shit like that, trying to justify his actions. So she went to social media and put it out there. Mm. You know what I mean? Question is, do you think she's a snitch for, you know, speaking her truth?
Who want to go first? You want to go first, Moses, or you want me to go first?
I'm going to let first? You go first. I'm rolling right now.
All right, got you. No, she's not a fucking snitch. Let's say that clearly. Like, how is she a fucking snitch and she's a female?
Females can be snitches, too.
I'm not saying that.
You just said that. Keep going.
All right, but what I'm saying is she was quiet at first because she wanted to save your motherfucking ass because you shot her. She was holding it down. Shut the fuck up, Moses. Shut the fuck up. Let me talk my shit real quick.
Look. God!
But, nah, listen. I hate this nigga Moses, man.
It's CJ, man. It's stupid.
No, it's you.
CJ,
it's you, Moses.
CJ, stupid. Stupid.
Nah, real shit. You can't sit here and be a like, first of all, you're not even supposed to pull a gun out on a female, period. You, like, as a man. You're not supposed to pull a gun out on a female as a man, period. You get what I'm saying? Like, I've been said that. So how the fuck you come out and do that shit and then she try to hold you down and shut the fuck up and make sure you didn't get additional charges? You know what I mean? But like she said, you got your publicists out here saying this and that. Like, you
she's
the victim.
Speculating that.
Oh, she is.
She's speculating.
I'm not mad at her, but are you mad at her speculating it?
Yeah, I ain't mad at her doing that.
Like, do you think the nigga wouldn't be doing something like that to try to get off of some shit that he's wrong for?
I don't know. I don't know Tory Lanez. I don't know what he's
I'm asking of. You, though. If you was wrong for some shit, would you try to, like, no. That's like a little finesse.
No, no, I wouldn't.
Okay. Okay, I ain't got nothing. That's no argument. I'm just saying, though, you're not, as first of all, you're not even supposed to put your hands on a woman. You put a fire, you pulled out something that can kill somebody instantly. Not woman, not man, whatever, animal, whatever. You pulled out something that can kill somebody instantly. Like, get the fuck out of here. As a man on a woman, you ain't even supposed to put your hands on a woman.
Right, so you don't think she's snitching. What about you?
I don't think she's snitching.
To answer your question, how is she snitching? What is she snitching about? If you go ahead doing that, because she really didn't say nothing. She was trying to blow it off, I feel like. You know, she was looking out for him. In my eyes, you know, I don't really know how anybody else feel. This is my opinion. But at the same time, I just feel like no matter what, you still shouldn't have shot the fire. And then you look like lame how the story she told about. Like, that's a tension tantrum. Like, why are you, like, come on, you making money. What are you doing? Be a gentleman. You have argue. You shouldn't even have an argument. I don't have arguments. I would have dropped off like a gentleman I am, and then we would have had a conversation.
Moses, he just had the quarantine shit where niggas was sending him money real quick on the Cash App.
He was that's up. His own thing. That's what I'm saying.
He was like, up.
When you got so much focused on and you got a plan, stick to your plan. Don't fuck up your plan. Don't fuck up your brand. Come on, man. Don't be a hater, be a creator. Little bitch.
How you feel, Dave?
Yeah, shit. I would never expect somebody I victimized to hold me down at all. You know what I mean? So for anybody, okay. You know what I mean? No matter what game I'm in, you know what I mean? If you're going to victimize somebody, it's going to be a chance they're going to tell on you. You know what I mean? So he's definitely not a snitch. Not in my eyes, at least. My only thing is she probably should have told from the jump. She could have nipped this whole shit in the bud.
And she didn't.
That's what
she
I'm did. Saying.
She tried to hold it down. She ain't have to
That's
do
the
that.
Thing. She could have had, but she didn't. She tried to stay loyal. But you got your team just pushed. You should just not even prefer it. You should just made it right.
But if you're from the
ain't no making it right.
But no, but if you're from the streets and you're part of the streets, you know how you're supposed to move about
what I'm saying, making it right. What I would do is confess to it and then come out. No, try to make it right. Well,
no, nigga. Especially not when there's criminal shit. Let them niggas do their job. I'm not.
I'm with you on that, Dave.
You jumped in.
You don't have to. Yeah, he's a.
You
did that. He's wrong for it.
You didn't have to do that.
He's wrong for it. And all that, but I'm not gonna put myself in in jail. You gotta let them niggas do their job. I'm not just gonna say anything.
But she was twerking and minding her business, trying to get her audience off of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers still saying shit. And it finally got to her. I'm gonna look at it like it finally got to her. She ignored it for a little while, but it finally got.
Always gonna irk your nerves, but at the same time, I think you shouldn't worry about it. It wasn't the people; it was just the blogs, the people that
it was part of. No, it was definitely the people.
Wait, one thing I think she got to realize too, and other celebrities, I know they're people, but that shit comes with the territory.
Yeah, it comes with the game.
You gotta deal with that.
You can't give people online and blogs and shit that much control. Of your fucking, of your everyday, your mental health. Like, you gotta block that shit off, my nigga. You know what I mean? The shit come with it. But I ain't mad at her. But,
She did, to me, I just feel
she
like.
She ain't a snitch, though.
She did the right thing, you know what I'm saying? Because she ain't saying nothing. She hold it down.
You gotta be in a criminal activity. If you ain't in criminal activity together.
With that person to be snitching.
Exactly.
Like, you victim. Did a criminal activity with somebody, and then you snitch on that person. That's snitching.
Right. to lessen your sentence. Yeah,
there you go.
That's snitching.
And that's state, federal, whatever. Shut the fuck up. You shouldn't agree to, I'm going to do this crime with you. That's it.
Yeah, Tory Lanez is over with.
Fuck. But to a female, you a man? You're a grown ass man? Get the fuck. Fuck that. You over there, Moses? Hey, yo, Moses.
Nigga, she started talking about his hair plugs and shit.
She did? I didn't see that.
Nah, I don't know. That's
I hate this bad. Nigga Dave, no, man.
She started going off. This nigga was like,
oh, shit.
He was like, I'm the shit. You ain't the shit. You got hair plugs. What?
You left your hair on my pillow.
My nigga.
Oh, shit.
My nigga Moses said he want to stop saying nigga. He said he's sick of saying nigga. Explain yourself. Let's talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Just want to be different. Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's going to be a minute. It's going to be a minute. It's hard because I always say little niggas every now and then. But I don't know. I might just try to say ninja more.
Why you get ninja from nigga? Why you get ninja from nigga?
No,
where'd that come from? I want to know. You're not the only person I heard say that.
Assassin,
it's close, nigga.
Is that what it is? Yeah. It's close?
Nah, it's just assassin. Well, I might just start saying king. So king.
There you go.
I like that.
I've been trying to stop saying nigga.
Hell no, Dave.
I'm not with you. I'm with you.
Reason why I'm saying
for a couple hours on Sunday, nigga.
The dudes I fuck with, y'all kings. You know what I mean?
I feel you, Dave.
You know what I'm saying?
We all kings call you in kings. Here.
Yeah,
I'm
you,
saying
Dave,
I
fuck
CJ,
with kings.
Me,
yeah.
we all kings. I'm just trying to see what niggas trying to, stir things.
If I do call you nigga, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you had,
you going
might
in different
be
directions.
If I do say the word, I feel like now you might be at the ignorant. That's what I'm like, nigga, come on, nigga.
Yeah, I've been trying to say my brother.
I'm going to just try to say king.
King, my brother. Mm-hmm. I love y'all, but I'm going to call y'all niggas. Because y'all my niggas, and I love y'all niggas. That's just me, though. That ain't got to be everybody else.
Ignorant.
Ignorant? I'm ignorant at times. I take that. Fuck it.
You saying we ignorant?
Huh?
Saying we ignorant.
Yeah.
I was saying kings,
man. Whatever. Y'all niggas hear that.
Don't you look at your brother like that in that state of form.
Y'all niggas
start looking at your brother different.
But I fuck with y'all.
Shut up.
Y'all.
Start looking at your brother different.
Whatever, man.
Go next.
Y'all heard that Nas album?
It was nice.
You like it?
I do.
Fuck with it?
Always fought with Nas, though.
No, you didn't. Now see this.
I told you.
This is where niggas want to start lying on the pod.
When
no,
I told
you, no,
you
have not.
He beat Jay-Z.
He did not beat Jay-Z, so don't start that bullshit either.
All right. So, how you telling me I don't like Nas? You can't tell me what I did. You don't know what the fuck CDs I bought. Job Turkey.
Yeah, Nas got a good album. Y'all should check it out if y'all ain't heard it. It was good to hear, him on a couple of,
Hit Boy.
It was nice to hear the Firm.
It was good to hear.
It was nice to hear the Firm.
It was good to hear that track too, and a couple tracks got like a more modern bounce to it, Nas is doing his thing. He sound way better on this album than he did with the one on Kanye did.
I agree with you, Dave.
So,
like this joint with Hit Boy versus the joint with Kanye. I'll take this one. This shit sounds great. This shit sounds hard. I feel like he has the right features. I like to join with Charlie Wilson. I like to join with Big Sean.
Charlie Wilson.
Nah, for real though. The joint with Anderson .Paak, fire. You know what I mean? Like, the Firm shit, like y'all mentioned, this Nas album to me, I respect it. I like it. The beat, like, I like Nas, but he always, to me, his beat selection wasn't the greatest. And I still choose It Was Written over Illmatic to me.
You talking about on this album?
No, I'm just saying, yeah, this album. I like this album. It's a good album.
That's what we talking about, this album. No,
yeah, but I'm just saying. It's a good album.
I'm trying to compare it.
I'm not comparing anything.
All right, this album. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I ain't
you
even call
fucking
me, bro.
Fuck. Yeah,
check that shit out.
Bro.
Bro. Bro. The shit with Lil Durk is hard.
Yeah. Lil Durk, you just already said that.
Nah, I fuck with Lil Durk.
Yeah, he a killer.
Yeah, he's definitely
a killer. You gotta do research.
Shit. So I wanted to tell y'all real quick, because I'll be having family time with my family, my wife, and my kids. So I walk around my little white neighborhood. Shout out to my white neighborhood. I was walking and seeing this, I guess he was a little teenager, white boy. He was all the way zoned out. He looked like he probably could have been on crystal meth or some shit. And I'm walking with my family, my kids. You know what I mean? I got my middle school son and my kindergarten daughter.
Okay.
She's riding her bike.
She's the stroller.
I'm walking with my wife, and you know what I mean? So it's like, he's just all the way zoned out, eyes to the back of his head. I'm over here like, I know what you are doing or what you are capable of. It all the way led me to the fact that, you know how we over here, as black people, we would say...
What is he capable of?
Getting the hardest drugs that you really don't want. He looked like he probably could have been on crystal meth, acid.
Was you scared?
Mushrooms. Yes, I was. Because I'm in a neighborhood to where I'm like, my kids have probably could have access to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't want that. And we always sit here and say, we don't want to be in the hood. We don't want to be in the ghetto. We want to be in the suburbs or do better for our kids and all that. But at the same time, it's like, but then we take them to, we probably take them to a harder drug.
What you should know is anywhere you go, you're going to have to deal with situations.
That's a fact.
You can't run from nothing.
Right. I'm not trying to. I'm with you.
What I'm saying is, like, you can be whatever.
Right.
But it's still going to have problems. You're still going to have same problems, but it's going to be different. You just got to know how to move. Be you.
Nah.
You be you. I know that. I'm just telling people, like, be you and you be straight.
But my thing is, how was you when you was growing up? Like, I'm worried about my kids and how they, like, this thing's they're not going to tell me shit, that they're going to experience.
Like, growing up, like, we...
That's what I'm saying.
I done seen some shit.
Yeah, it's going to happen, nigga. You got to deal with it.
You see the...
I mean, you're not dealing with like, weed and crack no more. You're dealing with pills and acid and mushrooms.
You can try to cover it up at a certain time, kids see a lot of stuff.
You
got to
teach your son the right way, your daughter.
Not with you, Dave.
That's all.
You just got to know what to tell them and hope what you tell them, they just sink in.
Cause hopefully they, if they try it, they'll try it when they get a little older.
I haven't seen it at all. You ain't seen it at all.
I'd rather them not try it at all.
What I'm just saying is like everybody.
Well, I know they're gonna try some shit, but I'd rather them not try the acid.
Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. Everybody in this room have dealt with somebody, especially you was young, that dealt with somebody kind of drug, and you done seen it and it affect you in some type of way.
Well, you talking about, it made you not want to do some shit?
Yeah.
I seen niggas smoke dust, get naked, act crazy on that dust. I never smoked that shit in my life.
Never?
I would never smoke.
But you do shrooms, though, Dave.
Dust and shrooms is two different things. One is natural, one is...
I had the mindset of my parents. Like, no matter what, I just thought about them. So that's what kept me grounded. That's what I'm saying. Like, keep talking to the kids. Don't think, like, what you say, they don't hear.
I was just looking at it, though, as, like, okay, as growing up for me, I was just around weed, alcohol type shit. But then I'm looking at this dude walk around in the neighborhood zoned out. And now my kids have access to acid, dust, cocaine.
Ain't no dust down here, man. Shit. Not in your neighborhood, nigga. Mm-hmm. You know, you would know if Dust was around your neighborhood.
Listen, I'm telling you, he was on that.
Ain't no Dust.
He looked like Dust some Dust.
Nigga, you ain't never seen a nigga. You seen a nigga on Dust before?
No.
All right.
You ain't oh, not officially. Not officially. Like somebody, I'm like, oh, he on Dust. No. But he looked like he could have been on Dust. That's all I'm saying.
He could have been on prescriptions. Like,
that's on, but at the same
some
time,
shit that he prescribed.
You know the difference. Some people don't know the difference. They see a nigga how they be like, oh, he's on crystal. They don't know. Mm-hmm. They see his eye glossy. They're like, oh, God.
I was just looking at it like where motherfuckers grow up at. Like what I'm saying with my kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Put like it. You try to put them in a nice neighborhood, but a nice neighborhood probably have.
And that's what I'm telling you.
The high.
No narcotics. Matter where you go,
like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like they got everything. You know, depending on who you bumping into in that neighborhood.
You got suburb. I'm just saying, you go suburbs, you just got high problems.
The hood ain't only you know just fucked up. The suburb is fucked up too.
Got richer problems.
The suburb kids want to act like they from the hood. Let's be real. So that's just what it is.
Kids when
they and
like
they got the high profile drugs because they got the money for the high profile drugs. I'm just scared for my kids. I don't want them to, you know what I mean, indulge in none of that bullshit. I'm just, for real.
Yeah, it's just less assaults in
don't worry, it's not gonna be like Miles on Moesha, man.
In the hood.
Right. There you go. No. What Dave just said for real.
No, I'm just saying it's not gonna be like Miles on Moesha fuck weed and shit.
Yeah. We ain't have pills in the hood.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Not until it got popular. The right. Niggas got, they started, they always had pills. They was always in their parents' medicine cabinets and shit like that.
They got all kinds of different drugs. You just gotta watch.
But it is what it is. You gotta deal with whatever come to your plate.
Mm.
Teach your kids the right way. They'll figure it out.
I got either or for y'all. Either y'all wanna try motherfucking heroin or y'all wanna try motherfucking crystal meth.
Come on, man.
What would y'all try?
That was similar to the question I asked Johnny Price. Come up with another
one. I don't even remember.
Exactly.
I mean, saucy on Dirty Water.
Right. Shout out
to Johnny Numbers.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying to that?
What? You gonna do the needle, huh?
Small none circle.
No. Huh?
No.
914.
Man, get the fuck out of here. I'm done with that. Y'all niggas ain't running up out of
here. I'm not doing none of them.
All right, cool.
Heroin or what, nigga?
Crystal meth.
No.
Neither one?
And both of them is suicide.
You got pick one.
That's suicide.
No, it's not. I said pick one. Both is suicide, not just one.
I'd rather kiss a bum.
Oh, well, have the bum bump. I had the bum bump.
I got a cure for that.
Like, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Crystal meth and other shit got you fucked up. You like a little bitch. You smoke either or you a bitch. You a hair, you a bitch.
Mm.
You smoke crystal meth, you a little bitch.
Mm.
So I don't want to be no bitch. I'm not doing
none. None of it.
Fuck you talking about?
Do you want to do crystal meth?
Yeah, my nigga.
Do you want to be a bitch?
Or a lazy bitch? Yeah, that's what the fuck Dave. You said to me.
Yo, fuck.
Do you want to be a cranked up bitch? Yeah. Or do you want to be a lazy bitch? That's what the fuck you said.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I heard. Bitch. I'm not asking that shit. This shit hurt my soul. What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Hey, yo. Shout out to everybody that fuck with us. We on Twitter. There's some
nigga
underscore.
Wood out there talking about, I do heroin.
Look at this nigga Moses.
I would do the heroin and be laid out, man.
You want to try no heroin? You want to do no needle?
I seen that shit.
Quick needle.
Niggas fucked up.
Quick needle.
Mm-mm.
It could be the best high you ever had in your life.
I seen the corner.
All right. I was making sure.
I seen the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking arm ate out. Couldn't shoot no more. Shoot through your toes. Shooting through your fucking toes.
Yo, we getting the fuck out of here. I ain't fucking with Moses.
I'm shooting through my ass, man.
Do what you got.
Fuck. Heroin. I lost everything.
It happens, man.
It does. Like, that's why I can't shut this thing up. Like, he's telling the fucking truth right now. Like,
it's fucking you, nigga. You not gonna make it through shit. You heroin, when you just suicide, nigga. You ain't doing shit else.
Talking about cocaine is a hell of a drug, nigga. Heroin is a hell of a drug, nigga.
Heroin, yeah.
What you mean?
Cocaine, you can survive.
Oh, you done it before?
Hmm?
You done it before?
What, cocaine?
Yeah.
No.
So how's it survive? How you gonna explain
nigga,
that?
Statistically,
seeing some niggas, yeah. I don't have to be on it. Just
still walking on this earth, nigga.
Crackheads trying to put me in your situation.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You just wanted to do it. I'm Tony Montana.
I tried. Fuck you, whatever.
Nigga, watch Scarface.
I'm Tony Montana.
I'm Tony.
Lex Sosa.
Now my dick don't work.
Oh, shit.
Nigga sniffed the line of rubber.
Hey, yo, check us out on motherfucking Twitter. Yo, check us out on Twitter. Dirty_water_NC. Motherfucking Instagram, Dirty Water.
I'm listening to Luther
podcast.
When
Facebook,
I sniff this.
Dirty Water podcast. We're on a little purple app on your iPhone.
Don't do heroin.
Dirty Water podcast. We the one with the raw paper and the motherfucking backwood around the ashtray. And you know, the Hennessy pouring in the background out of the red Solo cup. That's
black background.
Yeah. Black, transparent, all that shit.
No, which one are you talking about?
We got all.
No, you was talking about the logo, right?
Yeah.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
It's the one with the black background, not the white one.
Fuck with us. Mm-hmm. You heard Dave, goddammit. Fuck that.
Yeah, we got shirts.
Shirts is out. Shirts. Get at us about the shirts. Jump in Dave inbox. Jump in my inbox. If you got Black Planet, fuck with fuck with Moses in his inbox.
Dirty Water
inbox. If you got CarMax, as far as like smaller vehicles, fuck with CJ. Hit him up in that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get the Dirty Water shirts.
CJ,
you know what I'm saying?
CJ at Smart Car.
You feel me? Yo, fuck with us. We appreciate everybody.
Hit
fuck
Lex
with us.
At Premium Porn.
Premium
Lexington.
Porn. Lexington. I'm no.
Dot videos.
I'm Lexiconda.
It's time to go.
Pantsonly.com.
It's time.
Oh, and I plan on doing the OnlyFans with my wife. So y'all gotta just watch us fuck. I'm out of here. I'm playing. We're getting the fuck out of here. 2-6 and.
This nigga gonna be fucking his cell phone.
Nigga's gonna be sending money back.
Oh shit, that was a good one. We out, CJ.
Oh shit. Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus?